Now, of course, there are the horses, but for my money, the Derby's really about the hats. Hats topped by 3-foot-high flamingos or prancing ponies or gorgeous confections of lace. You can see a parade of the big-time bonnets through the years on our website at npr.org. We have a different sort of color commentator today.
My name is Margaret Weaver, and I'm the municipal historian in Killingly, Connecticut.
And 200 years ago, a woman from Killingly made hat and American history. On May 5th, 1809, Mary Dixon Kice became the first American woman to hold a patent. Her invention? A technique to weave straw with silk.
It was not uncommon for women at that time to be doing the family weaving. So she probably was very familiar with the process of weaving materials for her own home.
And Mary Dixon Kice's father, brother, and son were all lawyers, so it made sense that she'd apply for a patent, but it was still a bold thing for a woman to do. Historian Margaret Weaver has only seen a sample of the woven fabric, and it's easy to imagine it fashioned into one of the more elegant Kentucky Derby hats.
When I look at the piece of fabric, I basically don't see the silk at all. It's a deep wheat color, like an oak color. It has not a herringbone-type design, but it would give you more a feel of something of that type of a texture.
Mary Dixon Kice was 57 when she received her patent, but her family lost money trying to mass-produce the fabric. And shortly after that,
she entered a very tragic stage of her life because her husband died in 1813. Her son Harvey died in 1813. Her daughter Abigail died in 1814. And these may also have contributed to some of the economic problems she was having.
Had she made money, perhaps Mary Dixon Kice would be more of a household name. The town historian thinks Kice deserves recognition, so Margaret Weaver keeps digging.
We never found an inventory for Mary Dixon Kice when she died in 1837. So it may be that she really had nothing of her own by that time except maybe a few pieces of clothing.
Mary was buried in an unmarked grave. It remained that way for more than a century.
My name is Mervyn Whipple.
Whipple takes care of many of the cemeteries in the Killingly, Connecticut area. He also runs Everlasting Memorials, a monument business. In 1965, he put a marble marker on Mary's grave.
It says, in memory of Mary Dixon Kice, 1752-1837. Under that, I cut, she obtained in May 1809, the first patent ever issued to a woman.
A fitting tribute to Crown Race Day.